A caution: for these numbers to work, a person should have several years of real estate investing under his or her belt. If a person does not have that experience, I would not recommend using your banker's money to get ahead financially. Debt as leverage can be very dangerous on a ship with a green captain. 2. Owner of a business rather than an employee of a business. As the captain of your ARC, you will need to know the differences between an owner of a business and an employee of a business. When you compare the financial statements of an employee versus a business owner, the differences speak for themselves. Both the employee and the business owner have income. However, as an employee, all expenses are after-tax expenses. As a business owner, you have some degree of control of what you spend with pre-tax dollars versus the employee's after-tax expense dollars. Again, the issue is a difference in rules, and there are many other differences in the rules. As captain of your ARC, you want maximum control over the use of the different rules of the quadrants. An ARC consists of all four quadrants, and that is why you need to know the rules. One of the reasons I want as little income as possible from the employee quadrant is simply because I have the least control over the rules. In the E quadrant, the government controls the rules. Even when it comes to an employee's so-called tax-free retirement plan, the government still makes the rules. In the investor quadrant would be the date 1933. That was the year the Securities and Exchange Commission mandated the difference between paper asset investments for the rich and everyone else. Rich Dad said to me, "One of the problems of ERISA is that it confined investors to the paper asset investments of the middle class. Those are the riskiest investments with the lowest level of returns." In the world of investing, the three main asset classes are businesses, real estate, and paper assets. By investing in paper assets through your retirement plan, by law, you can only invest in the paper assets of the middle class. But if you invest in the other assets, assets such as businesses and real estate, you can use the same rules the rich use and gain the same advantages of the rich. When people realize that their DC pension plan is not going to carry them the distance, and they ask me what to do, I say the same thing Rich Dad would say, which is, stop using the rules of the middle class and start using the rules of the rich. Then I offer the following suggestions and remind the person that they are only suggestions. Suggestion 1. Keep your daytime job and start a part-time business. This activity immediately gives you 1. The tax advantages of the rich, because as a business owner, you can take advantage of the rules in the B quadrant. 2. Allows you time to practice learning the skills and the rules required for the B quadrant. You have to start preparing now because the years of greatest change are still coming. Starting a part-time business now will give you a number of valuable years to gain priceless experience. 3. More control over your life. Rather than dreading being downsized or being forced to retire before you can afford to, starting a business gives you a certain degree of control over your future. 4. When the stock market crashes, business goes on. The reason you want your own business is because if your business is part of the legitimate economy, business and trade will continue even if the market stays down. The economy may be depressed, but the economy will go on. Businesses such as food stores, dry cleaners, gasoline stations, insurance agents, real estate sales, pest control, retail stores, professional services will continue on. Big business may be hurt, but small, legitimate, real businesses will do okay. 5. Small businesses can grow into large assets. For example, let's say someone starts XYZ Small Juice Company with a $10,000 initial investment. 10 years later, the company has no debt and nets $100,000 in earnings. Using a 10x earning formula, if that company were sold, it would be worth $1 million to the owner. If ABC Big Juice Company comes along and licenses the use of XYZ Small Juice Company's secret formula, that license alone could possibly be worth millions of dollars in royalty payments if ABC Big Juice Company markets XYZ Small Juice Company's products worldwide. That licensing transaction is invisible but very profitable. It is also intellectual property. Every successful business has intellectual property. Intellectual property includes patents, trademarks, copyrights, trade dress, reputation, licenses, your goodwill, and much more. As the future becomes more invisible, intellectual property has never been more important. It is the key to great wealth now and in the future. Educate yourself on intellectual property by reading Protecting Your Number One Asset, Creating Fortunes from Your Ideas by Michael Lechter, a Rich Dad Advisor. 6. A Higher Rate of Return. The DC plans are forecasts based on an average 8 to 9% average gain. Small business owners, if they are good, can get a significantly higher rate of return. So rather than investing a dollar into a DC retirement plan, a dollar invested back into your own business could easily get you a 40 to 100% return with tax advantages, again, if you are a good business operator. 7. Getting started. So you've decided to buy or build a business. There are many decisions to make. The following is excerpted from You Can Choose to Be Rich, available at richdad.com for your reference.